It's 92.9 WBPM. Good morning to you. 4 minutes past nine. Very happy to have this guy on. Ian Flanagan from The Voice. How are you, Ian? Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome, man. Boy, I'll tell you, that was quite a ride, wasn't it? That was a good experience for you?
Yeah, that was a ride, man. That was definitely amazing. It was crazy.
It was good. I mean, let me, it drives me crazy. It drives me nuts. And the winner is, I swear to God, you could actually take a shower before they actually announce the name, you know?
Oh, they do, man. They take their time.
That's
Carson takes his sweet time up there.
Damn, man. So that is actually, that was live. You found out right then and there, right?
Oh, yeah, right there.
I got to tell you, though, you know, I mean, you guys, I mean, we saw the show, and everybody was so talented. I mean, Blake, I mean, really, it could have gone either way. I got to be honest with you. You're on the map now regardless. You were on the map before, but now, I mean, you know, everybody, you're on everybody's lips right now. Your phone must be ringing off the hook.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely an experience. It's been really crazy. Every single person in that show is so talented. You know, it is an honor to be even past the blinds, let alone the top five.
Yeah, really. I mean, getting that far, I mean, how long did the whole experience take? I mean, from the time you started, how many shows do they have before they get to the TV stage?
Well, they got the blinds, battles, knockouts, and then two other live elimination shows, and then you get to the finale.
Oh, okay. Wow. And people actually, you know, they tune into the show and they watch and they say, oh, that's neat. They have no idea how grueling that is. That's a very long day for you guys, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, most days, you know, we're up around, you know, we're at least moving out to the studios around 6 or 7 in the morning.
Jeez.
And all that happens and takes us till about 10 at night.
Wow, man. And, of course, you love Blake Shelton. I mean, you say he was a great coach for you, huh?
Oh, Blake's awesome. He just, he actually just messaged me the other day, and he's setting me up with some shows out in Oklahoma.
Oh,
so he's been a real good guy and a good friend to me, and, you know, he's just a great mentor.
That's fantastic. You are on the road now. You're in Florida, and you are really performing. I don't know. How many nights a week do you perform? I mean, you're on the road all the time.
Yeah, you know, pre-COVID, it was 4 to 5, and now we're still booking, but we're doing all outdoor events. So everything, we're heading to Texas in a few days, and then we're going to be doing just outside venues and all kinds of different events. But, you know, we'll probably be doing more like 2 or 3 a week.
When are you coming back?
Keeping it down.
When are you coming back to Saugerties?
I'm hoping to be back in Saugerties by July.
Oh, wow. That is a long mic. Because Bob Siracusano from Sawyer Motors wants to throw a parade for you, I think, you know?
Hey, man, all I can say to Saugerties, Bob, everybody involved is just thank you. What they have done really just, it blew my mind, and, you know, I have no words to express my gratitude for that.
It's really,
they all came together in a way I've never seen before.
Took out a billboard for you, encouraging people to vote. How cool is that?
Bob's the man.
Yeah,
he's too good to me.
He really is. Ian Flanagan is with us. You know, for somebody, Ian, thanks for talking to us this morning. For somebody who was used to performing in front of a live audience, it must have been very strange working for the camera. How'd that work out for you?
Well, you know, I definitely think I'm a little bit awkward on the camera at times. It's different without the audience. You know, I'm a live performing guy, and TV is totally a different world, but it's still fun, and it's still a great experience. It's just a little different.
Let me just tell you something. You weren't awkward, okay? That's in your head.
No, thanks.
Nobody else's head. Tell me about the new single, Never Learn. What's that about? Never learning, I guess?
Well, it's just about all the things in this life that you kind of, like as a parent, it's about all these things in life, you know, the hardships of life that you hope they never learn, even though they're going to have to one day.
Yeah.
It's just kind of always tagging that, you know, that you love them and you hope they never have to learn the hard way.
Right, exactly. Okay, good. It's Ian Flanagan Music. I was on that, ianflanaganmusic.com. Is that where we can keep up with you?
Oh, yeah, you can keep up with me there. Music's all on all platforms and social medias.
Okay. You actually are doing an album recorded. You're recording this album all on the road. I mean, you are recording an album. I think I read somewhere you're doing an album recorded all on the road about the experiences and stuff on the road.
Yeah, we're basically kind of flipping the script this year, and Ayla Kameh and I, we're going to be on the road for at least a year straight.
Wow.
Coming up. And basically the idea is to record in different states and try to get different musicians that I know across the country to kind of sit in and just make like a real American record. You know, we're going out to New Mexico to cut some vocals in the desert and just kind of document it. And I got some buddies out there that we're doing some video stuff with. So we're just kind of, we're having fun with it. We're making it different and seeing what we can do.
You know, you actually want to, you and your fiance, you guys actually want to start a record label at some point, don't you? Did I read that?
Yeah, we do. We're in the process of it. And the main thing is, you know, right now surviving the next year and kind of navigating the industry. But I'm already working with other artists trying to develop them. And basically the main thing is to do, we're just trying to build communities across the country of artists, you know, that have similar like-minded ideas that don't necessarily want to get locked into a 6-7 year contract.
I got you there, yeah. You are very familiar with a guy named Chuck Massassi. Am I pronouncing that name correctly?
Oh, yeah, that's my guy, man. Chuck is one of my favorite humans on this planet.
Yeah, Chuck, I got a call from somebody who said, hey, you're talking to Ian Flanagan, tell him Chuck Massassi says hi. Chuck was the one of your music teachers, right?
Chuck was the guitar teacher in my life. Chuck, I just spoke to him the other day. I'm going to give him a call after we talk. But, no, Chuck was a huge influence in my life, and we still are very close.
That's fantastic. Oh, man. Okay, so Never Learn is the latest single from Ian Flanagan. We're going to put that on, and I just want to thank you, man, for making us all proud of you, man. And I want to keep in touch with you because you're doing a heck of a job, and you are absolutely on the map. I know you're on the map now because you got people trying to book with Ian Flanagan. Well, call my people. I got you. I hear that.
Yeah, right. We'll do lunch.
We'll do lunch.
No, but thank you so much, Bob. I really appreciate you. I appreciate everybody back home. I can't wait to get home.
Oh, man. Ian Flanagan, thank you very much, and best of luck to you. Happy holidays to you, sir. 10 after 9.